Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Cassius Culpepper, I am so excited that you are here in the UK.
Here. I'm in the UK. Just
at Absolute Radio Country. Last time I saw you, it was in Nashville, and you were doing a... It must have been CMA Fest.
Last June?
Yes,
yeah,
last June.
Yeah, that was CMA Fest.
Yes, and you were blowing everybody away.
Thanks, man.
It was great. The crowd was like right there with you in the palm of your hand.
In the palm of my hand.
Did you feel that?
I don't know.
Because I'm telling you, as an audience member,
yeah,
everybody was right there with you.
You could feel it?
Yeah, I felt
that. That was like my first festival, man, with the band.
Well, this is what I was going to say, right? Because I think up until that point, I don't think I knew you.
Yeah. I was so nervous.
Were you? It didn't come across that way.
Yeah, I'm always nervous, man.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's the most nervous you've been in your life?
I think when I did my Grand Ole Opry debut.
Okay.
Yeah, that was trippy.
Because that's a big deal.
Yeah, I was kind of scared of that. Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a small town in Alabama called Alexander City.
Okay.
It ain't much going on there.
But in the South, so the Grand Ole Opry looms large.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I came up knowing about it because of through, like, Hank Williams Sr.
Yeah.
You know, and guys I was listening to, like Ray Charles was playing there. So, yeah, I didn't think that I would ever get to the Grand Ole Opry coming up. I just thought.
Why?
I didn't think I was going to be in music in general.
Okay. What were you going to do?
I don't know.
Did you not have a plan?
I did not have a plan.
That's all right. Lots of people don't have a plan.
I think I should have had a plan.
So how did music happen then?
Man, you know, I got out of high school, joined the fire department, came EMT, did that for about a year and some change.
And That's heavy.
Yeah. Decided to leave my hometown, go join the military, get out of my town.
Okay.
And then along the way...
Did you go into the military? Because I grew up in a small town in East Tennessee, and in a very rural, kind of poor environment. And one of the only ways that a lot of people in my family or friends could get out of town was to join the military. Like, that was their out. Was that what it was for you?
Oh, yeah. Right. Unless you play, like, sports or you want to go to a local college, become a nurse or something.
Yeah.
But you end up coming back and working the hospital in your same town.
Always, yeah.
You know, it always works out like that.
So, yeah, military was always, like, the best option. I remember, like, you know, everybody was always like, yeah, and you get a really great pension. They really take care of you. And, like, that was, like, the option of getting out of town. So which branch of the military did you
take? I was in the Navy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where did you first go?
They stationed me in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Okay.
It was the last place I wanted to be.
You're like, well, that's not very far.
That's great. It's only 3 hours from my hometown. Thank you, Uncle Sam. But, yeah, I was stationed under my whole time. But from there, I was deployed multiple times. I mean, my first time out of the States was in a smaller island called Tien, the Marshall Islands. That's out in the Pacific. And also Guam. Mm-hmm. And also Tien. That's all in the same group of islands. And then after that, I was in Colombia in South America about a couple months. And then the following deployment, I was in Rota, Spain. So that was like, that was 2020. So that was the time when I picked up the guitar because Spain had shut down for COVID.
Yes.
And I didn't have nothing else to do.
And had you played the guitar before that?
No.
And you just picked up a guitar?
Just picked it up.
Do you know, since you were in Spain, you could have become like a flamenco superstar.
I've thought about it.
You could.
What's that one song? It's talking about flamencos. Because that's a dancer, right?
There's also a style of guitar.
Style of guitar, yeah.
I mean, you could keep that going as a side hustle.
I could have. If I would have stayed there just at least about 6 more months, I think I would have took over Spain.
Yeah. So you were like, right, I'm bored. There's nothing going on. I'm in Spain. I'm going to get this guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, my buddy found a guitar for me. And I think at this point, I knew like a chord or two.
Okay.
Like, I just picked it up along the way.
Tough on the old fingers at first.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then when Spain was the time, we couldn't work. We couldn't do anything. So my buddy found a guitar. And I literally just, I drank sangria and just learned songs in my room.
I mean, this sounds glorious.
Oh, it was fun.
This sounds perfect.
Yeah, it was the best time, man. And then after I knew a couple songs and comfortable around people, I went out, we had bonfires, and I would play songs, and people kept recommending songs for me to learn. I would learn them, and then the following weekend, I would play the songs at the bonfire, so.
This is living the dream.
Yeah, it was dope.
And then at some point, what, did you start posting them, or, like, how did like, the career happen?
So I came back from that deployment, and I started doing, like, open mics, and then I got picked up by a Southern rock band on the coast, and
okay.
We kept doing cover band shows, and that went on for maybe, like, a year, 2 years, and I got out the military in 2022.
Okay.
And I just kept doing cover band stuff.
What were the bands you were covering?
We was doing a pretty much mix of everything, from Allman Brothers stuff. We would do ZZ Top.
Okay.
Do some Skinner. But then we'd also just, like, do Top 40 Country at the time. We would also do blues.
Yeah.
Muddy Waters stuff. We would go into soul, like Otis Redding. We was pretty much doing everything.
What was the go-to one where you're like, I know this one? If you had, like, a crowd that wasn't feeling it, was there one where you're like, all right?
Oh, Freebird.
Always.
Freebird off the bat.
They're singing along.
Most time, man, we had the crowd pretty much right off the top, so it was a good time, man.
So you never thought that you were going to end up in music, and then suddenly you're seeing, like, this is a path forward, like, yeah. This could be a thing, and you just grabbed it by both hands.
Yeah, I got out the military still not thinking what I was going to do, and I just kept playing shows because by the time I got out, I had like a year booked up in shows already.
Okay.
From like casinos on the coast and like local bars that wanted me to do a residency. So I had like a year worth of work. So I was like, I don't think I'm going to go to school. I think I'm going to just keep doing this music thing. And then I started posting a little bit, maybe a year after I got out.
Okay.
And then that took wind. I was like, I guess I'm just going to keep going. And then I ended up in Asheville.
And now here you are in London, England.
I just kept going. I was just like, yeah. I guess this is what I'm doing right now.
Need a reason to smile? Comfort Dental has you covered with new patient exams, including x-rays, for just $19. That's right, only $19 to get started on a healthier, brighter smile. With convenient locations, flexible hours, including evenings and Saturdays, and a team that truly cares, Comfort Dental makes dental care easy and affordable. No gimmicks, no stress, just quality care when you need it. Get comfortable with Comfort Dental. Call or visit ComfortDental.com today.
So you moved to Nashville at that point?
Yeah, so I was down on the coast after I got out of the military, maybe like a year and some change, and I got tired of the cover band scene. I wanted to start writing songs.
You're like, I can't do Freebird one more time.
Yeah,
Lord, help me.
It was really weighing on me, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do that for another 25 years. I was like, this is it. So that was around like 2023, and then I moved up to Nashville. I started posting on socials and stuff, and people started liking it, I guess, and
then you got a big old Fancy Pants record deal.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that's trippy, ain't it?
Yeah. I mean, congratulations on that.
Thanks,
that's it's really great. That I mean, because we talk to so many people, and you know, sometimes that's all they ever want to do. Like, I'm going to be a singer. This is my whole thing. And then some people stumble upon it, or they realize. Like, did you know you could sing before that?
No.
No?
I mean, I came up in a church in
right.
my hometown, but like everybody could sing.
Sure.
Nobody singled me out. I was like, damn, Cash, you should really pursue music.
Everybody sounds good with the tambourine.
Yeah, everybody sounds good in church. Nobody came up to me, but it wasn't until my buddies, when I was overseas and I'd be playing songs, they was like, you should get back and start doing open mics. You start doing shows, Cash. And that gave me confidence, you know, my friends just telling me. Because they don't ever lie to me. So once they told me that, I was like, oh, okay, I'll try.
Well, it's going real. I mean, we're loving it. Like, Jenny, I think, is the latest one that we've been playing
a lot,
which is lovely. Mm-hmm. So what's next after Jenny?
We just put out Talk With Me.
Yes.
This past, like, 2 weeks ago, I think. So next is another song coming out pretty soon.
Okay.
End of this month.
And I find that, like, Nashville, it seems like a really collaborative town. So many artists work with other artists. Are you finding that as you're there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been great.
You got a smile on your face. Do you have a collaboration on the way that you can't tell me about?
No.
This sounds like you've got a collaboration on the way you can't tell me about.
No, I'm happy about the things I got going on in the music right now. I'm really excited about everything.
All right. And it sounds like something we're going to be excited about when we find out what it is.
I hope so, yeah.
All right, okay. When are we going to find out about this?
Pretty soon.
Okay. So you have only been in the UK for hours.
Yeah.
Like, and I appreciate you landing after that flight, checking into your hotel, and coming over to see us.
Yeah, man.
But in between that, you had a seminal UK moment. You had breakfast.
I did have breakfast.
And how did you feel about the UK breakfast?
You know, I made sure I got a couple bowls of beans. Uh-huh. I downed them all bowls, all three bowls.
Were you like, why do they have beans for breakfast?
Yeah, I really don't get it. I mean, I think it's just unnecessary, but I don't want to ruffle any feathers.
No.
Because you already got the sausage, I had pancakes, you know, and then they give you this ham.
Yes.
Eggs. Yeah. Fruit.
You know that ham? You know what they call that?
What's that?
Bacon.
Bacon. No.
They think that's bacon.
That's not bacon.
I know it's not bacon.
Please, anybody that's listening, don't hurt me, please.
No, listen, it's fine. They know. I've banged on about it enough. You know, the beans, if you have it on toast, it might change your perception a bit. No, that sounds weird, and I get that. I'm just telling you, as a new friend, if you get your toast and you butter it up with lots of butter and then put the beans on the toast and then eat it with a knife and fork, the combination is...
You know, something. I would be more open about the beans if it was like really like dark beans that you cook with barbecue. Uh-huh. Like you have sausage in it, you have bacon in it.
Fat back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But these beans are just...
Beans.
Just beans.
Yeah, I know. They get very defensive about it.
I'm so sorry. Do you know what? Roughing it? I'm so sorry. I don't want to talk about these beans.
No, listen. they know. And you know, UK audiences love nothing more than to know that you have dug into the culture.
Oh, it was great. But I tell you what, the rest of the meal was slapping.
All right.
The sausage was slapping. The ham.
Yes.
The bacon was good.
Yes. If you want to try a real proper kind of UK institution, go get yourself a sausage roll from Greg's. Mm. Greg's is like this chain that's everywhere, and people are obsessed with the sausage rolls.
Yeah.
And then the UK crowd will know that you're one of them.
Is it close by?
They're everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'll try it out.
Yeah, somebody will put it on your list. I mean, yes, of course, we've got the Tower of London. We have Buckingham Palace. Go to Greg's and get yourself a sausage roll.
Greg's and Harry Potter. That's what I'm here for.
Oh, are you a Harry Potter fan?
Oh, I'm giving me a wand before I leave. Oh,
you can go to are you going to go have your picture taken on the platform?
I hope so.
There's a line. You have to line up for that, yeah. But you can do it. Anything else you want to see while you're here? Yeah.
I do want to mess around with the guards and stuff at the...
Well, now with your military background, you know that's not right.
I ain't gonna do that.
That's not right. They have horses. They'll bite you.
Oh, yes. Man. I just seen no videos online when people try to mess with them.
Yeah, they do. Go, because they can't laugh.
Yeah.
No, I know you're more respectful than that.
I ain't going to do that.
Get them a sausage roll.
That would be cool. Do they take... They can't take food, can they?
I feel like they shouldn't take food, no.
I don't think they can.
Would you take food off of some stranger walking up to you offering you a sausage roll?
Depends.
Mm, it's true. I'd take pizza.
Yeah, if it's pizza.
If you can't go wrong with pizza. Well, we're so excited you're over. Thanks for coming to see us.
Thank y'all.
And we love your music. We'll keep playing it if you keep sending it to us.
Oh, yeah. And thank y'all for putting me on for the Artist to Watch for 2025.
Well, listen, you know, we picked 10 artists that we thought, there's something about these artists. They're going to go places. I mean, you've already gone places, but we were just so excited for where... Every time you send something out, like, we're just like, yep, love that. So you had to be on that list.
Thanks, man. Thank y'all so much. Really, man.
Don't let us down by messing with the guards, please.
I ain't going to do that,
I'll take you
I
right
have
off
so
that
much
list.
Respect for So much respect for
Really good to meet you, Cassius. Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Yes, sir.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.